Here's today's federal newscast. President Trump is planning to address the nation tonight on the administration's long-awaited strategy for the war in Afghanistan. The White House says Trump will speak to the country at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. He tweeted over the weekend that he had reached a decision, but didn't say what that was. Defense hawks in Congress have been pressing the White House and Pentagon for a strategy for months. After a 40-year federal career and more than 8 years in his current position, Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell is retiring effective September 1st. During his tenure as chief, Tidwell focused on building an inclusive agency and improving safety measures to better protect the lives of employees, especially firefighters. The Office of Government Ethics releases its draft strategic plan, doubling down on past efforts like workforce development, modernization, and enhancing efficiency. OGE is also introducing some new goals like increasing public engagement. The plan also clarifies the office's mission, emphasizing prevention rather than enforcement. Policy reversals show up in big ways and small, 7 months into the Trump administration. More now from Tom Temin in today's management report.
The Energy Department wants to renew the government's application to use Yucca Mountain, Nevada, as a national nuclear waste storage repository. The 20-year effort was shuttered by former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and the Obama administration in 2011. Ed McGuinness, DOE's top nuclear official, says money in the administration's 2018 request would restart it. But now Senate Republicans aren't so sure. I'm Tom Temin.
Two lawmakers want an investigation into whether EPA and other environmental offices hired non-confirmed political appointees in a way that got around the Trump administration's own ethics rules. Senators Tom Carper and Sheldon Whitehouse wrote to the Government Accountability Office asking for a report on the various authorities being used to hire political appointees at EPA and the Council on Environmental Quality. Carper and Whitehouse say EPA has yet to respond to the request for information from March. The State Department's Foreign Service is lacking diversity, with non-white officers making up only 12% of the workforce. Secretary Rex Tillerson is trying to do something about that. He's announcing steps to expand where and how the Foreign Service recruits, in part by expanding their footprint at minority-focused job fairs. A review by the Homeland Security Department's Inspector General finds the department's new consolidated training and performance management system is, quote, a textbook definition of waste. DHS started building the PALMS system in 2003 with a promise it would save $52 million by consolidating various HRIT systems. But the IG says it's fallen far short of those savings targets, and the department has spent at least $24 million on functionality that doesn't meet its own operational standards. The intelligence community has a new research project to rely on the strengths of humans and machines.
Can the combination of humans and computers help predict the next foreign election, disease outbreak, or recession? The Intelligence Advanced Research Projects Agency, or IARPA, wants to see. Through a new hybrid forecasting competition, or HFC, IARPA wants to improve the accuracy of geopolitical forecasting. Over the next 4 years, the HFC program will pit a variety of human-machine hybrids against each other in a series of competitions. The contest will try to predict real-world events by combining human judgments with information from sources such as traditional news reporting, social media, and financial indicators. I'm Jason Miller.
And President Trump moves forward with a plan to elevate U.S. Cyber Command to a full unified combatant command, putting it on par with the military's other functional commands around the world. For now, though, officials are putting off an even larger proposed change, splitting CyberCom from the National Security Agency. Find those stories at federalnewsradio.com and subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or iTunes. I'm Jared Serbu.